the earliest lecture in London about 1966 on Radhashtami. He was emphasizing that everybody wants to know about Radha, Rani, but thinking her to be an ordinary cowherd girl who is fortunate to become heroine. So, to dispel every misconception of Radha Tattva, he became very grave to give this class. He starts with, "Ladies and gentlemen, today we are celebrating the most auspicious appearance of Srimati Radharani. She is the counterpart of Lord Krishna. There is no difference between Krishna and Radha. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so is Srimati Radharani. But to make us understand their supremely divine activities, Lord Krishna separated himself, his energy counterpart, which we are all anxious to enjoy. But this enjoyment can be only possible into the realm that which is unknown to us. So, the knowledge about Radha Tattva is pretty important to make us understand that what we are thinking of enjoyment in this material life is simply a hallucination. But if we have full faith in the transcendental glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose activities are also in transcendental mode, which Radharani reveals by her character, then we will have some chance to make our life successful by investing that proper understanding. So he said she is not an ordinary village girl. Rather, she is the chief of all the energies of the Lord, whom we are ever connected for the purpose of our life. If the Ladini Shakti, Krishna's internal potency, Ladini Shakti, is not separated by Krishna from himself, we would have no purpose to live in the life. Those who have neglected the transcendental understanding, they live on the life of animals without any purpose. Their purpose is under the shadow of ignorance. They simply want to enjoy, but their enjoyment results in miseries. So if we want to really remain blissful in entire life, all the life after that, then take shelter of Radharani and her character. Rupa Goswami has said that Radha Krishna Pranay Shaktir Vikriti Aladini Shaktir Asma. She is the pleasure potency of Lord Krishna's amorous pastimes. But without keeping her in the center of our attention, without begging mercy from her, that how she has become so much important in Lord Shri Krishna's existence, she declares the purpose of Krishna's all enjoyment aspect, Purusha aspect. Without Krishna separating his energy, Ladini Shakti, Krishna's Purusha aspect, means the enjoyer aspect, would not be even fulfilled. So, for the purpose to show us that the jiva is all blissful, he has separated this energy and shown wonderful pastimes of the most transcendental nature of the Supreme Absolute Truth. So, there is only one qualification required to approach this Radha Tattva. The most formidable enemy of enviousness that we are harboring, if we neglect him and approach Radharani to beg her mercy, then Krishna will acknowledge that we really understand the purpose of life, so he can invite us to his realm, and then the entire success of the jiva being part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be eternally established in the realm of the spiritual sky, the Goloka Vrindavan. So, Krishna has three chief potencies: Sandhini, Samvit, and Ladini. Mainly, Krishna separated Ladini Shakti, but at the same time, he also separated Sandhini and Samvit Shakti in two different manifestations. We know Balaram is the embodiment of Sandhini and Samvit Shakti. And Radharani is the embodiment of the Ladini Shakti. So, the purpose of Rama Tattva and Radharani, she is also in that tattva for the pleasure, which is also Rama Tattva. In fact, in the characterization or the pastimes, we do not see that Radharani and Balaram are interacting. We do not have any such pastimes. But to understand this, the Balaram is Rama Tattva, but the Rama Tattva is having a function to explain the existential potency and knowledge potency. Means factual presentation of the Absolute Truth. Means it's not a make-believe situation, or it's not dependent upon any belief system, but rather to prove that Krishna is existing. Krishna is separating existential potency in the form of Balaram. And Balaram has to manifest this potency in variegatedness in order to understand the vaibhav or the opulences of the Lord. Therefore, Haridas Thakur says that without manifestation of the energies of the Supreme, you cannot prove that the Supreme is existing. Because the vaibhavas are manifested of the Lord, therefore Balaram took all the responsibility to disseminate knowledge about the vaibhav. He accesses his Krishna's elder brother, but ends up serving Krishna. In every instant, he wants to remain subordinate and order carrier of Lord Krishna. Doesn't have to do anything, but he knows Krishna's desire, because it's directly the Krishna's second body. He is not the product of Chaturvyuha. Now, Chaturvyuha comes from Balaram. Vasudeva Sankarsana Pradyumna and Aniruddha. And Sankarsana further is Balaram, but is also further expanding in Ananta. So, similarly, the chit potency is also manifested, but such knowledge is so sacred that she remains within the heart of the Lord. So, Balaram assumes the functionality of proving the existential truth of the Lord and the disseminating the knowledge about Him. That means he is working as Adi Guru. But the knowledge manifested in the heart of the Lord, that who is omniscient, all knowledgeable, is through that manifestation of potency we call Saraswati. On the other behalf, Radharani is the chief potency for the pleasure, but she also is completely knowledgeable for the purpose that why Krishna has separated her. So therefore, she is having the utmost fidelity to serve Krishna. And in that, we will see that she also doing everything, and the knowledge is also coming through her. Yeah. So, but when knowledge is manifested as a byproduct of bhakti, of the pure devotion, she is termed as Bhakti Devi. Bhakti Devi is Lalini Shakti plus Samvit Shakti manifested. So, is the mercy of Radharani is available and recognized when one is chanting and begging the mercy of Radharani to engage us in devotional service of Lord Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, when we become offenseless in chanting, that is a stage that will create unshakable faith, nishtha, then the taste will generate, it's called ruchi. So up to this level, the manifestation of chit potency appears in the heart of that liberated devotee who has purged out all offenses from his life. So we see that Radharani, she is so merciful that she shows us the way, but at the same time she also gives the proof and the blessings of Bhakti Devi. When Bhakti Devi becomes pleased upon a devotee, then he will be able to chant Hare Krishna purely. And then asakti, bhav and prem develops in order to become a spontaneous devotee. A spontaneous devotee, raganuga bhakti. It develops. Means one has to situate properly according to his swarupa, with little trial and error is allowed, but Guru helps and to establish in the swarupa and the bhav pertaining to his original occupation in Goloka Vrindavan. That is the swarupa siddhi. So Radharani, from the very beginning of the devotional service, is performing all the functions, not only to interact with Krishna directly, but interact in the heart of each and every living entity. Only out of ignorance and false ego, we think we are the enjoyers or the purushas, even though our constitution is prakriti. Therefore, to show our nature of prakriti, Krishna separated his own energy for our benefit. To understand she is only ordinary village girl is almost like the intelligence of an animal. So we have to be very careful in dealing with the Lord's activity, how to understand properly, and why this so-called false purusha that even though he's frustrated, won't come to his senses, even after defeats, why he is not coming to his senses. So Balaram becomes heavy to smash the false ego, and Radharani becomes merciful. Otherwise we will not be able to understand the mercy of Radharani. False ego has to be smashed. So we see why we are emphasizing on offenseless chanting is just to hanker for a sidelong glance of Radharani. kada karishye mam kripa kataksha bhajanam. When you will make me recipient of your sidelong glances, little, a slight. In that prayer of Rupa Goswami, Krishna Deva Bhavantam Vande, Rupa Goswami said that, my dear Lord, you have spoken yourself as to surrender. We understand technically that yes, we have to surrender. But our approaches are so feeble that there is controversy, contradiction in our ability and your easy availability. So, my dear Lord, if I desire to have your mercy, even though I am not capable, is it wrong to desire? No. Because you have also simultaneously promised that you are the accomplisher of impossibles. So even though I am not qualified, I can desire, nothing wrong. But I know I am so limited. I have to remain alert while desiring. That even though I am not qualified, I still desire. How do I reconcile with this? Because when Lord Brahma tried, then it was extremely difficult for Brahma, who was born in the darkness of ignorance and came to his senses through the method of austerity, that he became knowledgeable of what he had to do for creating the material world or with variegatedness. He could not understand the effulgence that is emanating from a little particle that is stuck on your lotus feet. It was not accessible to him, and he was frustrated. So what to speak of me? I am completely disheartened, discouraged, that I am not anywhere to Brahma's level. But yet I still have desire. Then he saw the Lord is not there. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already gone. So he turns into Sanatana. You are here. You are my Lord and Master. Let me take shelter at your lotus feet, because they are worthy to take shelter. Even the demigods would want to come and reside, because you are pure devotee. So whatever is available to take shelter of Guru Tattva, Balaram Tattva. What is the use of Bala if there is no purpose of Ram? What kind of strength we will have? Actually, the original of all strength is Ram Tattva, that belongs to Radharani. Prabhupada explains रमन्ति जोगिनः सत्यानन्दे चिदात्मनि इति राम पदे नाशो परब्रह्म अभिधीयते. The yogis meditate for hundreds of years, you know, just to capture the drop of pleasure, Brahma Sukha. And they go through grueling exercise of yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara, dharana, dhyana, and samadhi. Grueling exercises. Just to enjoy within mind, not even factually. The yogis do in the mind. It means yogis are mental. Sentimental approach. They want to taste that anand, which is factual, satya, satya anand, chit atmani, through the contemplation with, filled with knowledge of the absolute truth. But yet, you know, they have to go through mental process. But that is Rama. Iti Rama. Padena, so the pad means the position. Parabrahma's means supreme absolute truth, position of ever enjoying spirit is called Ram. Right? So when you think the best enjoyment Krishna derives is it through disseminating knowledge or killing demons or be with Radharani? What do you think? Krishna's purushatva, the enjoying, is fully manifested when he is present with Radharani and nobody else. So that purpose has to be served, and Radharani serves that purpose. So therefore, Rama Tattva, Rama, the word indication is also been attributed to Radharani. So, Mula Mantra of Radharani in approach is Srim Ram Radhikai Namaha. Nothing else. She is meant for the enjoyment and she is non different than Krishna, because Krishna wants to enjoy his own internal potency, so he manifested. So how could you compare with an ordinary village girl? It is because we have demoniac desire to enjoy separately somebody else's property. Better approach her and beg your forgiveness. Remove that lust from the heart and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, people differentiate with these personalities on the bodily conception of life. That is very foolish. But in the early times of Prabhupada, this is in the first year, that Prabhupada was giving this lecture. I think in 69, that is the when he recouped in India and came back. He stopped over in London. And Radha asked me, he gave this lecture. So, we are the beggars of mercy of Radharani, not only today, but all the time. Because only business to become a devotee is satatam kirtayantam. If we chant Hare Krishna all the time, you know, we might expect purification. And when the expectation of purification is done, then we might get the mercy of Radharani, that we might be imbued with manifestation of Bhakti Devi's pleasure, and then she will allow us to chant purely, and then gradually we'll be heading towards Radharani. But it is all controlled. She has other functions for regulatrix potencies or Ramadevi. Again, Ramadevi, Ram and Rama, is the same functionality. But this function is not haphazard, not whimsical. It is very regulated. The regulations, when we impose, it means conditionings. Yes. For a conditioned jiva, these conditions are applied so they can become qualified to enter into the realm. Otherwise, on their own, wishful thinking, what we call, without conditioning, becomes a disqualification. So for qualification, condition on a conditioned soul is important. We see that the rules and regulations, the controlling aspect, Ishvara aspect, rules and regulations, and the divine interference, the supervision aspect, this is, or Kala Chakra, the time aspect, is also regulated. All this is also the internal potency of Lord Krishna that is attributed to Ladini potency. Niyati sa Ramadevi, regulated potency of the entire controlling aspect. So we see, generally we say that Radharani is expanding in Golok Vrindavan as gopis, and we see there are many characters who are entering as regulatrix potencies of her expansion as Ramadevi, Vrindadevi, Purnamasi. Everybody has some interactions and to regulate something. Purnamasi has a function not to allow Radha and Krishna to get married. She was she would always put some interference. But regardless, that aspect does not restrict the unlimited Supreme Personality of Godhead, who enjoys this so-called hurdles to make more fun. Because the loving aspect is not restricted. We are restricted, but there it is unrestricted. So any opportunity of any so-called regulations, Krishna can easily violate. That is why his swarat. So we see who regulates this. Radharani knows the desire of Lord Krishna. That's for sure. and she acts very appropriately just to increase his love. So these are all her expansions. And this is all possible in Parakya Rasa, unlimited, unhindered, or uninterrupted and unmotivated aspect. You know, it is so spontaneous. But when it is coming to Swakya Rasa, confinement to one's own wedded wife, like in case of Ramachandra, it was contained only within, not available to the rishis of Dandakaranya. Ramatattva is there, but who enjoyed that? Nobody except Sita. And the restriction was imposed in every aspect. In Ramayana, you will see the restrictions are there even to Sita. Lakshman Rekha was there, restrictions imposed, because it's not supposed to be available to anybody and anybody. It is so much intense. So idealism is to, for the human being, is to remain in the restriction, in the maryada. So even in our Vaishnava behavior, maryada vyatikram is a gravest offense. Do not go. I mean, it's not in the realm of transcendental process, but we are trying to learn, but with ignorance, the cloud of ignorance, mist of ignorance and cloud of unearthers, grow into offenses. So we have to eradicate those things, and that's why do's and don'ts are there that will help us. Generally we recite 10 offenses in order to explain the grave consequences.